Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, July 22nd, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. For its 10th anniversary in a couple of weeks, Hamilton will be expanding its $10 digital lottery for a special matinee on August 6th. At least 1,000 seats will be sold at that price point, and entering the lottery is the only way to access tickets for the 1 o'clock performance. The lottery is now open for this performance and will stay open until 12 noon Eastern on July 31st. Winners and non-winners will be notified by email between 1 and 4 p.m. on the 31st, and winners will have 2 hours to claim and pay for their tickets. Each winning entrant may purchase up to 2 tickets, and winners are required to show ID at the box office at the time of pickup, meaning the name on the ID must match the name of the entrant. To enter, use the official Hamilton app, now available for free on the App Store and Google Play. Hamilton continues its history-making run at the Richard Rogers Theater. Kids Night on Broadway is returning to the New York City area next month. The beloved program from the Broadway League, presented by the New York Times, lets theatergoers aged 18 and younger attend a show for free with the admission of a full-paying adult. This summer's event will take place on Tuesday, August 19th, with a pre-show celebration scheduled for 4:30 to 6:15 p.m. in Duffy Square on 46th Street and Broadway. Per a press release, ticket holders can enjoy interactive activities, meet cast members from participating shows, and while supplies last, the first 500 guests to show their tickets will receive a tote bag and a free treat from Krispy Kreme donuts. Participating shows include Anne Juliet, Aladdin, Buena Vista Social Club, Chicago, The Great Gatsby, Hadestown, Hamilton, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, Hell's Kitchen, John Proctor is the Villain, The Lion King, Mamma Mia, MJ, Moulin Rouge, Operation Mincemeat, The Outsiders, Six, and Stranger Things, The First Shadow. Since The Great Gatsby is dark on Tuesdays, their kids' night will instead take place on Wednesday, August 20th. There also may be additional in-theater experiences to look out for, and 18 restaurants in the Times Square area, as well as the Museum of Broadway, will be getting in on the fun too by offering special promotions. Tickets will be going on sale at a later date. Visit KidsNightOnBroadway.com. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, July 20th. Sunset Boulevard concluded a triumphant New York run on Sunday and was Broadway's top-grossing show for its final week at the St. James Theater. The Tony-winning revival made $2,481,018, going out on a euphoric high. Meanwhile, Orville Peck and Eva Noblezada departed Cabaret this week. The prescient production grossed $1,166,265 at the August Wilson. New leads Billy Porter and Marisha Wallace start tonight and will stick with the musical through its impending closure on October 19th. Moulin Rouge bid farewell to Jordan Fisher, Soleil Pfeiffer, Austin Durant, and Andy Carl. The hit jukebox musical made $1,084,588 at the Al Hirschfeld. Christian Douglas, Ashley Loren, Wayne Brady, and Taye Diggs joined the cast this evening. And John Proctor is the Villain began its short life without Sadie Sink in the cast. Running through September 7th at the booth, the cult hit play still experienced sold-out houses despite taking somewhat of a dip, grossing $681,014. Across 29 running shows, Broadway made over $33.8 million last week, and all but six of those shows played to at least 90% capacity houses. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.